Our Boston Insiders are, as always, presented by Gagan Brothers Brewing and their tasting room. But right now, before we get to any more of that, let's welcome Nick Coit.
Hello, hi, Bruce. Nick. How are you?
I'm well, sir. It's good to hear your voice. I was saying that I think the first downtown show I did, or one of the first I ever did, you were actually in here live with Rich.
Yeah, that's funny. That was a few years back. Crazy to think about. Time flies.
Yeah, well, we are here hoping that we'll get your take, your experience, your insights into just what it was that happened to the Pittsburgh Steelers when they came to Foxborough.
Yeah, it was, I'll tell you, I think the Patriots were motivated this past week in terms of preparation, Bruce. I think that, you could really tell the focus that they had, especially after what was really a dud against the Houston Texans. I know, and that's, that's saying something when you still win by 18 points in a playoff game. But obviously the players and the coaches just weren't satisfied with their performance. So I thought you saw a motivated team go out on the field, and the preparation paid off. I think the offense, came straight onto the field. I mean, when do you see the Patriots? They haven't done it all season. When they win the coin toss, usually they defer to the second half, and they make the other team try to score first. In this game, they won the coin toss. They said, we want the ball. They marched right down the field, put points on the board, and said, okay, we're cooking. So I thought you saw an aggressive approach. I thought you saw a team motivated, and I thought you saw a team that really put on a top-notch performance.
I was really surprised that they came out of the gate running the sort of a West Coast quick pass offense right away to find out, I think, just how banged up or how slow the Steelers were, and they took advantage of everything. No special team goofs like they've been experiencing. What do you think, though, is going to be the biggest challenge for them against the formidable Atlanta Falcons?
It's a good question. I think it's just it'll come down to the defense. Because I think the Patriots will be able to score and put points on the board because, Atlanta's defense, as well as it's played lately, in terms of rankings in the NFL, they had their struggles on the defensive side of the ball this season. And it's been the offense, really, that's just been high-powered. It's been a juggernaut. It's been a buzzsaw is what I think both Pete Carroll and Mike McCarthy, the two coaches that lost to the Falcons in the playoffs, that's what they called Atlanta, was a buzzsaw, and that's what it's been. I mean, you put up 40 points in an NFC Championship game, that's pretty impressive, especially with all the weapons that Matt Ryan's had. Matt Ryan's been playing really, really well. Julio Jones, obviously, is a special talent. The two running backs are great, too. So it's going to come down to defense, and I think if the Patriots can play as well as they did, defensively yesterday, and as well as they have this second half of the season, the points I think will come for the Pats, and if it turns into a shootout, if the defense can make a couple of plays for you, I think that the Patriots will have a good chance of winning this football game. But it's gonna be close, and it really is just such a great matchup for this Super Bowl.
We're talking with Nick Coit of ABC 6 in Providence. One of the things going forward that I think we all want to know about is how motivated are the Patriots to win the Super Bowl, and how motivated are they to get Roger Goodell to have to come out and hand him that trophy?
Well, if you ask any of the fans, especially the ones that live around here, they'll say, yeah, we're coming for you, Roger. In terms of the Patriots themselves, it's funny. I think that they won't say it, and they won't say it in the microphones. They won't say it in front of the cameras. They won't say it, but if they do, they sort of hint at it. And I think Robert Kraft did that last night when he took the AFC, the Lamar Hunt Trophy, and Jim Nance asked him about winning the AFC, and Robert Kraft took the trophy and said sort of hinted, saying something along the lines of, well, to the fans that are here and watching this, they know what this one means. It was sort of like, they suspended our quarterback and talked about air in the footballs, and here we are going back to the Super Bowl. So they hint at it, and they sort of poke fun at it, some of the people in the organization. But Tom Brady's been sort of, hasn't really, addressed it, and Bill Belichick won't say anything about it. But quietly, I think in terms of Brady, I think it's motivated him because, hey, you know, he got taken off the field. And, you know, he couldn't play the game he loved for the first quarter of the season. And you saw it when he came back in Cleveland. The guy was just, he looked like he never missed a step. And, you know, so far this season, man, he's been a man on a mission. And, you know, I think there's at least a small part of Brady that wants to win this one to put another ring on a fifth finger. You can choose whichever finger that you could
match. Nick, this is Kerry here. I think what I was, and me and Bruce were talking about this before the show, it seems almost like it may have motivated the rest of the team even more, too, to say, well, you took away our quarterback, but this team is more than just the quarterback, especially in those first 3-4 games. The rest of the team really seemed to get out there and play with a little bit of an extra step behind them, you know?
Yeah, Kerry, I think it's a good point to bring up, because there was really some, I remember early in the season when they went to Arizona to open the year, and they won there, and there was some real joy with those players, knowing that they had a team effort, you know, on the road, you know, tough place to play, and they got a good victory there. And then, you know, Garoppolo gets hurt in the second game, and Brissett has to start against the Texans, and everybody's really happy there. And they formed a camaraderie early on, and I think that really motivated them as a team to put in the work as a team and stick together as a team. And, you know, I think part of it, too, is Bill Belichick pushing the right buttons. And, you know, it's a credit to the talent that he brings in, the talent that he chooses, and the talent that he chooses to ship off. Because I think right now, I mean, look at the second half of the season without Jamie Collins. You know, Belichick trades Jamie Collins away, and we all wondered why. This guy is supremely talented. And, you know, maybe it was because he thought that was a threat to what the team had in terms of its camaraderie. You know, there was all this talk about him freelancing or whatever, and, you know, that's maybe why they traded him away. Well, you know, hey, right now, the defense is playing as good as it has all season. And I think it's a credit to, yeah, the camaraderie there, the team that they put together. And, yeah, it really stemmed from the early beginnings of training camp and the season, where you didn't have Tom Brady, so you had to do without him. And you went 3-1 without, you know, the greatest quarterback of all time. And I think once he came back, they rallied around him too. And, yeah, it's been a different sort of a season, but again, here they are.
Yeah, you mentioned the defense. I know last night's game, as we were watching it, me and a bunch of my friends watching the game, and the defense, the first half, I was feeling that they were weren't really there, but in hindsight, I think it was more that they were playing a containment. You know, in the second half, they became a little more aggressive, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, or at least that's what it seemed to me, and that really played to their benefit.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's the sort of defense that you've come to know with Bill Belichick over the past few years is, you know, containment. They always say bend but don't break, and, you know, the stat that stands out and the stat that the defense hangs its hat on right now is, you know, points per game, points allowed per game. And that's what the Patriots have been number one at in the NFL this season, is not giving up the points. They'll give up the yards. You know, they'll let teams drive down the field. They'll let, you know, Le'Veon Bell, you know, obviously, who got hurt early in the game, but they'll let, you know, an Eli Rogers or Tony O'Brown or anybody drive down the field. But, you know, when it comes to trying to get into the end zone, you know, they come up with the big plays. And I thought really one of the biggest points of the game last night was going back to, you know, when Jesse James made that catch, and initially they called it a touchdown, and then they looked back at it and said, no, he was down at the one. And, you know, look at what they did. They swung the game there by, okay, it wasn't a touchdown, and then they keep the Steelers out of the end zone the next three plays. I mean, that was a big swing of points there. And, you know, that's the kind of plays that we've seen from this defense that's really made it successful.
You know, Nick, you've been in Providence a while. My wife is from Rhode Island. That's why I know how to say Rhode Island. Would you agree with me that the fans of Northern Rhode Island are second to none in their absolute love of who they love and their hate of who they hate?
Yeah, I would say that. And I think there's there's a lot to be passionate about in terms of that area. If I'm thinking Northern Rhode Island, I'm thinking, you know, people that on a summer night would, you know, go over to McCoy Stadium and watch the Pop Sox play. But also, you know, they love their Boston teams. They love their Patriots. But also, they're right near Providence. So, you know, when the Friars basketball team is playing really well, they're at the Dunkin' Donuts Center cheering them on. That's a really good point, Bruce. I never really thought about it that way, but it's a sweet spot if you're talking about New England sports fans, and that's why I love being in the market and covering sports in Rhode Island and southeastern Mass, is that, you know, you have all these different types of sports and types of teams that you're following, that you're able to cover, that you're able to interact with, and, you know, it starts up top with the Patriots, and it goes down to some of the high schools and the colleges, and you know, they love their basketball, they love their hockey. I mean, it's a real sweet spot for sure.
Yeah, and PC has really come on as an athletic power with hockey being so good and with a little resurgence in the basketball program. Well, Nick, we are deeply indebted to you for your insights, because none of us were there or got to see the game at the same level. It's always great to hear your voice. If you're ever in Bangor, stop by and see us again. And thank you much for being on Downtown today.
Will do. A pleasure as always, Terry and Bruce. I appreciate it. And I'll, I got to get up to Bangor. It's been too long.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. The Boston Insiders on Downtown are presented every day by Gagan's Pub and Craft Brewery, Bangor's Pub for more than 40 years, offering quality homemade pub food with an Irish twist and a rotating selection of American-style craft beers brewed on site. I never can choose between all of them. Open for lunch, dinner, and drinks 7 days a week, starting at 11 a.m. on Main Street in Bangor.